This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, we went into the weekend looking at the crime stats that were provided. They were provided by the Limpopo South African Police Services on the second quarter for 2023 crime stats, right? And these came out right in time to paint a picture of where the police need to focus on, especially this festive season. Mm-hmm. Now, the Limpopo provincial crime stats for the second quarter of 2022-2023 financial year stands as follows. We'll go through a couple, and I think throughout we'll just take you through some of the stats that came out, even with the conversation you're going to be having at quarter to seven with a criminologist. So when it comes to community reported crimes, there were 25,186 crimes reported, which increased by 3,714 from last year, mostly reported to Thoyando, and 267 murders reported, which increased by 38 from last year, and Thoyando Police Station received the most reports, with Mob Justice having the largest report, totaling to 51, and the frequent use weapon being a firearm. So there's been a couple of cases: attempted murder, assault, grievous bodily harm, sexual offences as well. Interestingly, over 1,000 cases reported, and an increase of 110. Once again, Thoyando having most cases at 72, which decreased by 8 from the year before. And when it comes to rape as well, 963 rape cases were reported, that giving us an increase of 129, and Thoyando having the most reports, 59, and increased by 10 as well. So we look at some of the categories that are that come with the stats and everything. But as I said, at quarter to seven, we will look in depth into these stats with a criminologist.
6:45 on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. You heard the breakdown, Limpopo provincial crime stats for the second quarter out. Attempted murder, 260 cases reported, which saw an increase. And most of these cases were reported to Thoyando Police Station. Assault, GBH, saw an increase as well. This was in Mankweng. Sexual offences increased as well by 130. Thoyando has the most cases. Rape increased. Thoyando has the most cases. Kidnapping increased. Thoyando has the most cases. House robbery increased. You can guess which place. That conversation continues up next with criminologist and acting head of the Department of Safety and Security Management at TUT.
Complexion and Mboma Shita on the Capricorn Breakfast.
This morning, joined by Professor Kholofelo Mabena Rakubu, as explained, the criminologist and the acting head of the Department of Safety and Security Management at Tshwane University of Technology. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Are you good now?
Yes, I'm good. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for making the time to talk to us this morning. We're looking at the Limpopo provincial crime stats for the second quarter of the 2022 and 2023 financial year. And with the year that we've had with crime trends in the country, first of all, what was your impression when you're looking at these stats? And should we have braced ourselves for worse, or should we be worried at the way things are, as the way the stats stand at the moment?
Thank you very much. When I looked at the stats, remember in Papua, we on par with South Africa. The feel of the stats is that we just naturally violent as the country, and Limpopo as well. So we used to violence, and remember the level of criminality. It's no longer surprising anymore. And naturally, we're not even shocked that they were reporting, nationally they were talking of 7,000 deaths. And then in the province as well, within a period of 3 months, crime has escalated. There are certain areas that have been classified hotspots. You wouldn't be worried to hear of Mankweng, Thoyando, or Seshego, or Mokopane. We expect that. So we are not even bothered to know why, because that has been for quite some time. And remember, with South Africa, we respond violently, we talk violently, we're naturally violent. Law enforcement also reacts when we speak or when we express ourselves violently. So what we received is what we were expecting. So the bar is rising on a monthly basis.
And it is worrying indeed. Now, Prof, Twendo Police Station received most reports in most of the crimes listed. I mean, attempted murder, murder, rape, kidnapping, house robbery, and. We just seen a fluctuating and shocking increase between 2018 and 2022. To your knowledge, is there special attention placed on the area, or what needs to be done?
Okay, with Toyando, from 2018 to 2022, it even got much attention of researchers and fellow scholars, because the issues of the environmental design there, the issues of traditional route dealing with rape cases, the issues of the social ills and the comfortability of not reporting crime. I don't know whether some have expressed it as fear of re-victimization. And remember with Toyando, the minute you mention Toyando, people run to Toyando Police Station, which has been scrutinized, whether because there were allegations of corruption, allegations of police station capture, and poor police community relations. With all those allegations and research findings, there has been multiple imbizos there, multiple symposiums, conferences, and stakeholder engagement, where even other universities were called on board, like my Tshwane University of Technology and the University of Venda, and other organizations like your Real Men Foundation, wherein now even the province had a program to compress the GBV program to try and audit all the cases where suspects are particularly known to the victim, because with that to try and understand what are issues with Toyando. But the issues of environmental design, others have thrown in lack of political will. If there was a political will to tackle issues of criminality in that area, that could have been handled. And the training of traditional leaders when it comes to issues of safety. Let's understand that the environmental dynamics in Vembe district are different to other environmental dynamics. Issues of customs and tradition still play much bigger role in the reporting and the manner of the manner in which crime is reported and crime in which crime is handled.
Prof, as we wrap up, we are now officially in the festive season. Just very briefly, what should our listeners be on high alert for this festive season when it comes to crime?
Okay, what our listeners should be alert to, remember now it's a festive season. We've let down our guards. Banking fraud, you'll be receiving emails and phone calls, debit card scams, where now you'll be asked to verify certain transactions. And where now you'll be shifting your spending patterns, where people will be swapping, changing SIMs and their phones being cloned. So be careful of that, because with festive season, we let our guard down because of the patterns in the spending spree. So be careful. Other than that, be careful, be wary of hitchhiking, be wary of drinking patterns, because much crime is more related to alcohol and drugs. So this time is when now people will start experimenting, and under the influence, families would like to confront long-standing issues, and now most people have guns. People are very reckless. So avoid attending gatherings where under the influence you will start to tackle long-standing family issues, because people are so depressed to an extent that normal conversations will turn to death. Avoid that. Avoid SIM swap. Utilize accredited well-known facilities where now you can go in and maybe attend to your SIM problems or change your phones and so forth. Emails, avoid. Buying online, please be wary. Mm. Be wary and do not share certain information.
Mm. Thank you so much, Prof. That has been very helpful, especially at a time where there's been crimes that have taken place as a result of alcohol. That was criminologist and acting head of the Department of Safety and Security Management at Tshwane University of Technology, Prof. Kholofelo Mabena Rakubu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.